Is it a robot? Robot or not?
John, David wrote in to robot@theincomparable.com with this question. He said, way back in episode 144, you guys covered soup. I mean, we've covered it multiple times, I think, now. But I had an interesting dinner dilemma you might want to weigh in on. I went to a fancy dinner in New York City where we were served a truffle mushroom tea as part of the appetizer. It was salty and tasted like mushroom soup or consomme. My wife was disgusted until I told her to think of it as a mushroom soup. This led to a discussion. What is tea? I would appreciate it if you would both weigh in on whether what we drank was a tea or a soup. We decided a tea is water infused with either fruit or herbal flavors, while a soup or consomme is water infused with either vegetable, mushroom, or meat flavors. What makes it a tea or a soup? What do you think?
If you want to be super strict, I would say you got to have tea leaves in tea. Mm. And I know people are saying, well, it's like tea. It's herbal tea. And those aren't tea leaves. They're different leaves. And I'm going to say that's a modified tea. And you have to put the word herbal in front of it because it's not just straight tea. It's herbal tea, which is, it's like tea, but instead of being made with tea leaves, it's made with these herbs. Mm. I think you can mostly stick to that one. That you, I mean, you got to have tea leaves. If you don't have tea leaves, then it could be, you know, modifier tea, where it's like, well, it's like tea, but X.
Right.
But tea's got to have tea leaves, okay. Right? Like that mushroom thing, if there were no tea leaves in it, then it's just like weird brothy soup in a cup.
Okay, I'll give you that, and I am a tea drinker, but there are things that are not, that are tea, that are not made from the actual, like, tea leaves. There are those herbal teas, but you're right, there's a modifier on it. I would say that that's rule one. Is that if you want a cup of tea, what kind of tea do you want? And it's like, well, there's like black tea, which is actually the tea leaves, and there's, you know, you can get green tea, which is actual tea leaves, or herbal tea, or there are other kinds of things that are not quite tea, but they're specified, right? I don't think there's an assumption that if, like, we have tea, my guess is the assumption is if you only have one, it's black tea, it's actual tea. Or if you're in an Asian restaurant, it's probably a green tea, but it's tea. I think there's another level, though, that David is getting at here, which is I also think there are things that you couldn't call tea even if you put in the modifier, right? Like, this is his argument here, is mushroom tea.
Well, that tea savory might have quotes around it in the menu, like mushroom, quote unquote, tea. Like, they put the scare quotes around tea.
Maybe.
On the menu, I think that would be appropriate.
Yeah, but if it's just truffle mushroom tea, and it's a tea, but it's really just a soup, and the crossover there, I think that for me, that would be it, is if it's like a super savory tea, I don't know if I would say like vegetable, mushroom, or meat flavors, but like I'd almost say like the savory aspect of it takes it out of the teas and makes it more of a soup. I'm certain that there's something there beyond which you can't, you know, you can't say this is a beef bouillon tea, right? Like, I don't think a beef tea is a tea, no matter what you call it, unless there's also tea in it, in which case it's just weird tea.
I don't recommend that.
I don't. I mean, no, don't. But anyway, that's I don't have a specific definition, but it's in my kind of like, I know when I see it, I would say that, yeah, there's tea and there's like offset tea with descriptor. And then there's a point beyond which you can't even pretend that it's,
yeah, like I said,
tea.
You could do it with scare quotes, because a lot of food things does that. It's like, you know, gazpacho, but made with chickpeas. I don't know. Like they put the thing in scare quotes of like, yeah, well, it's not tea, but it's like these ingredients made in the style of tea. And
right,
they put tea in,
I see,
in quotes.
I see that with sometimes with vegetarian entrees that'll have like a meat in quotes. And I'm like, yeah, meat in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look closer at this. And it's like, oh. Which I think is a mistake, because you're going to get people who think that there's meat in it to order it and then be disappointed. And then the vegetarians are going to go, chicken? No. And then they won't order it either. But it's like, it's cute. It's in quotes. It's probably shouldn't do that.
Anyway, that menu sounds like it's being too cute.
It's too cute. Yeah, that's not, I would go with David and his wife and say that was really more of a soup. And what I love about this also is the way it's framed is sort of like, as a tea, this is disgusting, but as a soup, it's acceptable.
Soup, it's all about expectations.
I mean, is one of the fundamental differences there that you're this is not the case, but like in a lot of contexts, if you drink it in a cup, it's tea, and if you have it in a bowl, but there's a cup of soup too.
Cup of soup.
And
yeah, if I
go to a Japanese restaurant, I'm going to get the miso soup, and that's in a little cup that I drink, and so that's not even it. Anyway, it's complicated, but just think of it as a soup and you'll feel better. Is it a robot or not?